Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brandon coming to you live from Fort Smith, Arkansas, with a Fishers and Men video broadcast, and it's good to be here. Probably not going to be on here too terribly long. A lot of you are probably wondering, when is that tall guy going to come back on and start preaching again? And you've probably been wondering where I've been for the past couple weeks, and it's you've probably been just, you know. So I just want to come on here and just talk a little bit about what's been going on in my life. And a lot of you may know from my Facebook posts, but I think it would be better if you all too could hear it from me as well, like my mouth, and being able to see me speak to you all. I just did a Bible reading, live Bible reading. So I actually have, by the grace of God, I have Genesis 1:1 all the way through Isaiah 46 read. And so y'all pray for me on that. And pray that God will just have his way in that, okay? So that's what I did tonight. And I'm not going to be on here too long because I'm tired and it's been a long day. And I might share just some things with you that, you know, is a reminder to me. And hopefully that it would be like a blessing to you. And I'm probably going to actually share this with my church too. So this is going to probably just really be a devotional. Not this past Tuesday, but a week ago, from this past Tuesday, I actually started at a new job at Crane Kia. Reason why I didn't do anything that night, just because I was tired. My head was about to explode. I just started, and I just got nailed with a whole bunch of information. So I just really wasn't really feeling up to doing a video. But we will get back to our Bible study in Matthew. We'll get back to our Bible study in Matthew. I believe we're in Matthew 13. So we'll be getting back into Matthew 13, Lord willing, hopefully Tuesday. So y'all pray for me on that. I knew Pastor Mike was coming to town and I didn't know exactly when till like literally Sunday evening, last Sunday. And so I just made a decision to pretty much just not do anything this week. And it probably was a good choice because I've been kind of going through some things and just all that stuff. So that's kind of partially what's been going on with me. The other part is, I've been going through some things lately. I've been really struggling with a lot of doubt. And I was kind of brief in my Facebook post, so I'm going to sort of kind of get into it a little bit before I get into the verses I want to share with you. But I've been struggling lately with doubt. I've been doubting my calling. I've been doubting just even the love that my fellow brothers and sisters have for me. Really had moments and times where I've just been um, just felt lonely, just really felt beaten down and failed and just really was just a miserable time. I've had times where I just felt if God was even still with me, was even, you know, had times where I felt like people have just been letting me down, which I know, just being honest, okay, men will let you down, okay, but it's just that feeling, just, and I know we don't go by feelings, we walk by faith, and not by sight, and, I just was not doing very well. And I'm still kind of not doing very well, but I am getting better. And, but I, you know, I just, it still kind of hits me, you know, ever so often, but right now I'm doing fairly decent. Today was actually a good day. and so I just really going through just time and time again. And I think sometimes we don't realize it. Okay, but sometimes we kind of overlook this particular verse. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, it says, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. And I want to just kind of go up here. It says in verse, and starting in verse 8, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. In our body. And so, I think sometimes we have a tendency to not focus on scripture, and we tend to not look in other areas. We look in areas, but and there's other areas that we should look into as well. And so it was just getting beaten down and all that stuff. And which is why I'm glad I didn't do any videos this week till now, because it really gave me a chance to really not just go hear Pastor Mike speak, but there are things that he said that, you know, were very helpful. Okay? Very, very helpful. And the thing is, me and Pastor Mike are very, very similar. I've sort of come to find out that Pastor Mike and I are very, very similar. We have a lot of similarities when it comes to our personality. And the thing is, I've known Pastor Mike since it was March of 2014, so 8 years. So I've known Pastor Mike for a long time. Pastor Mike knows me. He knows me. He knows where my heart's at. And people who know me for as long as they do like that, you know, and even just a few years. But people who tend to know me, know where my heart is at. And the thing is, it got so bad for me that I just didn't say much on Facebook. Didn't really do much. Still don't really do as much, but I'm taking up. But you know, I had a friend, you know, that basically, you know, told me, you know, that, you know, you're right where God wants you to be. And you're right where God wants you to be. You know, you are, you know, you've been following the Lord's lead. And that when you do that, Satan is not going to take that. It's just not. He's gonna come after you. He's not going to take that lowly. He's going to come at you hard. And so we have to understand that. And even with that, you know, we have to understand that God allows that for a reason. My hope is that I can be an encouragement to you to what I went through. We have to understand that if you go and read, listen, okay, if there's anything I want to encourage you all in, is I want to encourage you to read Job. Because Job shows that God allows Satan to fight you and to afflict you. God does allow that. He allowed it for Job. Now, with that said, okay, one of the things that God reminded me of, one of the things that God had reminded me through Pastor Mike, is that is the fact God is going to, God will allow Satan to beat you up. God will allow that. And he'll do it to allow you to learn how to fight and to learn how to do warfare. Okay? And so, it was needful that I talked to Pastor Mike, because he understands, he understood a little. I didn't really tell him a whole lot, but based on briefly what I told him, he understood that he knows how I feel, because he's been through it. And we have to understand is that God will allow things to happen so that you can comfort others. Okay? So that you can comfort others. Let's see here. I gotta find here. My computer's kind of acting a little weird on me. Let's see here. Okay. Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4, it says, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Okay, and the verse before that, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3, it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Okay, Pastor Cooley, I've been to his church a few times. Last time I was at his church, he actually preached on comfort. And Lord willing, I'll try to see if I can get the link to the message that he preached, if I can find it. But he preached a really good message on comfort that I think would be a benefit to anyone who's going through trials. Okay, and so God is going to teach us on how to fight. He's going to teach our hands to war. Okay, in 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 35, he teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. And Psalm 18:34 says, he teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Psalm 144:1, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Okay, those are three witnesses on how God will teach us on how to fight. Will teach us on how to fight. Okay? I gotta get a drink of water here real quick. We're always constantly gonna be at war. And God is constantly gonna be teaching us on how to fight. And this fight is not a fight of flesh and blood. It's not a fight of, this or that. It's a spiritual fight, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You guys get that? Our weapons are not carnal. But you understand that it's the weapons of our warfare. Okay? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. We are constantly at war with Satan and his minions. And so we see that God will teach you how to fight, and he will constantly teach you on how to fight. And it really put some perspective. Because I don't want to sound all doom and gloom and like I'm always down in the dumps. No, but I do want to tell you what God did for me. God reminded me that he is going to teach me on how to fight. He's going to teach my hands to war. He's going to teach me warfare. And it got me thinking, okay, that makes sense. Because pastors go through warfare. And I think, too, even pastors behind the pulpit, they're always going to be constantly learning on how to warfare, how to fight. So it makes sense to me. Judges chapter 3. It says, "Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known on the wars of Canaan, only that the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least, such as before they knew nothing thereof." Let me tell you something, okay? Why do you think, when you take a look at the generation, I think it's the baby boomers, I could be wrong, but you know, you take a look at the World War II generation, why do you think they were so tough? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they were so tough? They had the way they conducted themselves, and that's important too. But you know, you take a look at the World War II generation, which is almost gone, and you compare it to, say, like my generation. Why do you think the World War II generation knew how to save and how to go through all these things in life? Well, it's because they experienced it. You take a look at my generation, they don't have experience in that. And knowing that the World War II generation is almost going to probably be gone here pretty soon, people are just going to be so dumbed down and not know and understand certain things and how to do certain things. Okay? And so we equate that to our spiritual life. We see there's a time coming that we're going to have to face. It's a fiery trial to test your faith. Okay? A fiery trial. First Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Okay? Let me ask you a question. If you don't know how to fight, and you don't know how to do a good warfare, and to endure hardness like a soldier, do you think you're going to be prepared for that fiery trial which is to try you? No. No, you won't. See, God is trying to teach us these things. Why? Because it's these things that God will teach us that will help us to stand during the time of a great falling away, through a great trial, a great fiery trial. Okay? And so, God is going to teach you on how to fight. He's going to teach you how to endure hardness. He's going to teach you these things by allowing Satan to beat up on you. And God will do that. And He will do that to He's doing that not because he's picking on you. He's doing that so he can teach you on how to fight. To be like David, a man of war. Amen. You know, when Israel came into the promised land, God said that God told Israel that they needed to wipe out all the nations that were in the land. And you know what happened when they didn't? See, Israel disobeyed, and so they actually spared some of those nations. So God said, okay, they're going to be thorns in your sides. Okay? Thorns in your sides. And God was going to keep those people in there to prove Israel. And we see this from Judges. Let's read that again. Judges chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Now, these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof, namely 5 wars of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonian, and the Hivites that dwell in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal-Harom unto the entering in of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. So we see that God left some of the enemies there to prove Israel whether they were for him or not. Again, will you stand in that fiery trial? Well, I believe God is preparing his people so that when that day comes, they will stand. Endure hardness like a good soldier. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, God said that these nations were going to be a thorn in their sides. And it was a thorn in their eyes, I think it is. I can't remember. But they were going to be thorns to Israel. Okay? Now, these thorns, I believe God uses to keep you humble so you don't get puffed up with pride. And we see that here with the Apostle Paul. And I don't want to be on here too long, but I'm going to kind of close with this thought. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, it says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." And the Apostle Paul asked God to remove this thorn 3 times, and God said, "My grace," Jesus said to Paul that his grace was sufficient. Amen. You know, just as God left some of these enemies in Israel, to prove Israel, God is going to leave the thorns in your flesh. And he'll do it to keep you humble, but he will also do it to help you to fight. And sometimes we don't see that. We just don't realize that. Because we're so focused on our circumstances that we fail to see that, you know, God is just trying to help us. Even I had a hard time seeing that. That's why we have to be reminded. So I want to encourage you guys tonight that no matter whatever you may be going through, it could very well be that God is trying to teach you how to fight. Just as he is teaching me how to fight. My natural instinct is to hide and run away. And hide. But that's not what God wants. Okay? He wants us to stand. Okay, God wants us to stand. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. You see, when you're standing, you're fighting. You're getting ready to fight. You can't fight sitting down. You can't fight by running away and hiding. But you can sure learn how to fight when you stand. And God is wanting you to stand. So no matter what you may be going through, God may very well be teaching you on how to fight and to endure hardness like a good soldier. Amen. So, I know this was not a long video, but like I said, I didn't want to be on here too terribly long. But I didn't want to come on here and do a little something for you all. Okay? So. But you guys, I love you. I do. And for all those who follow me, you guys are the reason why I do what I do. You all pray for me. You all pray for my ministry. Pray for me, you know, because I really, I need the prayers. That's just the reality of it. I need the prayers. Amen. So please do pray for me, all right? I would greatly appreciate it. Pray for my videos. Pray for my ministry. I don't know why I said anyways, so Lord willing, this next Tuesday, Lord willing, we'll get back into Matthew 13. We'll get back into Matthew 13. I will be getting these two videos posted and put up, and I'll send them out to everybody. So y'all can have them. The video that I did with the Bible reading and this video, hope it will be a blessing to you. I will see if I can try to find the comfort message from Pastor Cooley. I think that would be a very good message for y'all to listen to. So I'll try to see if I can find it and put that link in the description. Okay. So. Anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great night. You guys have a blessed weekend. And Lord willing, we will see you all on Tuesday. God bless you guys. See ya. Love you.